come true. My beer, you know you want it. Now, baby, it's time to get on it. Girl, don't be afraid, cause I am bringing my beer to you.
G'day and welcome to the Drunken Beersman Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Dan, and joining me once again, it's...
JD.
It's been fucking going on, bro.
Not a lot. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Busy, busy man.
Quite a lot. What with the moving and the business and all that sort of shit.
And yes, the shenanigans and the malarkey.
How are you finding your new home?
It's cold at the moment.
Hey?
It's cold at the moment. It's been raining.
It's been raining here too, actually. We've been getting a fucking lot of rain. Yeah. Yeah, no, lots of fucking rain.
Hey?
Lots of rain. What else have you been up to?
Oh, just work.
How's the new job?
Finally unpacking the last few boxes. This is our first weekend at home.
Nice. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't come fucking visit me while you're in town, did you? No.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck
being
me.
A busy man, I told you.
So, yeah, no, that's a fucking excellent man. Now, look, we're going to do things a little bit backwards tonight. What we're going to do instead of the normal fucking spiel, and we're going to, because I don't have you for an ultra long amount of time, we're going to do a beer product review before I let you go. So, without further ado, let's dive into it. It's time for a beer product review. And what are we reviewing this week, brother?
A couple of products from Bushrangers Brew.
Nice.
A little bit of a backstory. It was founded by a guy called Sean Batman, or Batman. Awesome
he
laugh name.
He is Batman.
Oh, every time I hear Batman now, it goes back to Bat Dad.
I love Bat Dad, man. I really do hate. I fucking fallen head over heels in that fucking pay. I've lost hours, literally fucking hours. You'll clean your room. No, we won't. Yes, you will. It'll take years. I don't care. It's bloody awesome.
Classic. So, it was founded in 2003. Essentially, it was founded from out of the fact that Australia didn't have their own products at the moment, or at the time, so he started producing and mucking around for, it says 5 years ago, so I'm assuming that's 2008, he'd been doodling around with it. And then eventually sold the company to a guy called Joel Seabright, who I got in contact with about the review. And him and I think Claire Higgins does it now.
Yeah, Claire Higgins is the other part of the current iteration of Bushrangers Brew.
Yeah.
And have you read The Legend of Magpie Maguire?
I've skimmed through it. I haven't actually read the whole entire thing.
Well, aren't you in for a treat? Because here it is. Peter Magpie Maguire is probably the most famous Australian bushranger you've never heard of, and for great reason. And, like, literally never heard of this guy before, and I love my bushrangers. he was so impressive as a highwayman, purloiner of goods and escape, that the constables of the era tried to wipe his memory from the pages of history. While most of the notorious bushrangers of the era swung from gallows, rotted in jails, or were blasted full of lead, Magpie vanished without a trace, although not entirely. Ooh. The legend of Magpie's escapades dates back to the early 1860s in southern New South Wales, where he made a name for himself as a highwayman. Operating on roads in the Illawarra region, victims often described his manner as confident, his tongue full of wit, and his beard as both striking and hypnotising. In fact, the only historical accounts describe Maguire as a man with a remarkable beard who always had a magpie perched on his shoulder. Maguire was known to confer with the magpie during robbery under arms. Witnesses claim the bird would warn Maguire of constables sneaking up behind. Of course, bird whispering was only one of Maguire's many talents. Maguire's beard often took the focus away from his deeds. In several eyewitness reports, victims went into great detail about the lush volume, dense growth, and perpetual shine of his facial hair. They recounted how his moustache never quavered in a gunfight, and how the hint of red to his bushy grey seemed to remind them of Irish dawns. Maguire was rumoured to have been shot at point-blank range by a constable in an ambush sometime in 1867. However, the bullet hit his beard and Maguire rode away unharmed. There are many stories like this and all seem to end with Magpie Maguire's beard saving the day. Maguire never married but had several hundred lady friends in the region. Mary Susanna Smith was the last known woman to see Magpie Maguire alive. Police rounded her home in late October 1868 after a tip-off of his whereabouts. Maguire shot his way out and was never seen again. Many believe he died of his wounds in the nearby bushland. Local Aboriginals claim he transferred his soul into the magpie and took to the skies, because, you know, why not? Susanna Smith kept the only thing Magpie left behind, his jacket. In his pocket was a piece of paper titled Bush Ranger's Brew. It listed the secret ingredients and formulas for Peter Maguire's greatest weapon, his beard brews. Maguire knew the bush better than anybody, and his ingredients are a testament to it. Raw, sustainable, natural ingredients. And all organic, after all, there were no chemicals back in the day. And so apparently that's the mythos that they've built this brand around. And I've got to be honest,
much like the what was it, the Captain Fawcett one?
Yeah, rather like the Captain Fawcett one. And I mean, they today the company seems pretty committed to it. Like, you know, they commit to taking the most environmentally friendly approach to everything they do, from anything from using recycled paper, going paperless wherever possible, to lowering their energy usage. They like to give animals a good quality of life. That's why they never test their products on animals, ensure their beeswax and lanolin are sourced from ethical Australian businesses, and so on and so bloody forth. So they seem to have the right idea.
Who are we talking about? Bush Rangers Brew or Captain Fawcett?
Bush Rangers Brew.
Oh, I thought you carried on with the Captain Fawcett.
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Bush Rangers Brew.
Fucking hell. God damn it. Been away for too long.
You have been, bro. It's been way too long. So, I mean, they do a full range. They've got oils, balms, waxes, and beard washes. I think this was the first actual beard wash we've had, is, unless I'm mistaken.
Yep.
Yeah, because we had you'd
be correct.
The soap that we got from those lovely ladies and lads over at the Bearded Chat. But, yeah, no, this is the first wash. What did you? We may as well start there, man. What did you think of the wash?
I was actually a bit dubious when I used it because I read the actual how to use it part, and it said it was really runny. There's no thickeners, no detergents or anything like that in it, and lo and behold, it was runny as all fuck, just like water. I found it pretty hard to, like, adapt to putting it in my palm and putting it straight in my beard at first, because it kept running off my hand by the time I went to my beard. But other than that, it does a pretty decent job of washing it, eh? Like, considering it's not doesn't have detergents or anything in it.
No, it does, it does. And, I mean, that's the thing, like, it is, because they use, like, it's all organic and natural and no added this or that, yeah, or everything else.
It's non-allergenic and 100% biodegradable. So you can basically tip it down the sink. It's not going to hurt the environment.
No, well, that's right. They reckon that they've given it the old Johnson & Johnson fucking tick of approval as far as even going in your eyes. They reckon it's not going to sting.
Well, I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, no, sorry, I lied. Don't get the stuff in your eyes. It stings. Funny how that happens. But apparently you can even water it down in a sort of 30-70 fucking percent mix and it'll last even longer. So, you know, but yeah, it is. I will grant that it is rather different to use because, like I found with the soap, because it's all natural, there's nothing there to really create the suds.
No, it feels like it foams up, but there's no real foam there.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. But, I mean, I found it did the bloody job quite well, and I love the hint of you know, the hint of eucalyptus that you get through absolutely everything that they use.
Yeah, well, the one they sent us, that Joel sent us, was the Bunyip Dreaming pack, I guess you could say, or twin pack of the beard wash and the beard oil. And both have the same essential oils in it, and yeah.
Yeah, no, I found it very nice, and I found it did make a noticeable difference to my beard as I stepped out. Like, you weren't so in need to put an oil or a balm through it, you know what I mean? Like, it did do its job of protecting, you know, the natural sort of fucking fluids, if you will, that your beard tends to accumulate over time.
I don't really put it anything in it straight away after I wash it with that.
Yeah, that's right.
For that reason.
Does it for the day, so...
Yeah.
You know, that's, I mean, that's what you want.
Every now and then, I'll just be like, after I wash it, if I'm not going anywhere, I just won't put anything in it all day.
Yeah, okay, cool. Why not? Just something different, eh?
Yeah, well, fuck. It beats a monotony once in a while, and it's not really necessary after using that wash either.
Well, no, that's exactly right. I quite enjoyed it. So, on the scale, what are you giving it, bro?
I give it a 2 thumbs up.
Giving it a 2 thumbs up. You can find that for about $30 Australian on the bushrangerbrew.com website. And the oil. Let's go on to the oil.
Let's go on to the oil.
What'd you find, bro? How'd you find it?
I first looked on their website, and then I just went from there, you know? No? You're not going to go there?
No, I'm not even going to dignify that with an answer.
Oh,
I'm sorry, man.
Rude.
That's horrible.
Was that a good dad joke?
That was a fuck dad joke. That's what that was.
You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I found it quite alluring, I guess you could say. It smelt really nice with the eucalyptus, and they got rosemary in there as well. Rest of the essential oils they keep pretty close to their heart. But in the area of the other oils, what are they called again?
Magpie, Spice, and Mystic.
No. The oils that are actually in it. Not essential oils.
The actual carrier oils.
Carrier oils. Fuck, man. Good God.
God damn it.
I'm way too tired for this shit. In the way of carrier oils, they've got grapeseed, argan, jojoba, and they've got vitamin E as well. The only problem I found with this was the excruciating amount of time it took for a drop to come out.
Yeah, no, that was fucked.
I showed you when we slid it, and it took fucking, like, what was it, like, up to, like, 30 seconds for a drop to come out.
Yeah, no, there's some sort of soaring implement involved to adapt.
I'm not sure if it was just, like, a bung bottle, or that's just how they are, but I needed to... I got, like, a fucking 3 mil or 4 mil Allen key and just shoved it down the hole, opened it right up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that works.
Yeah, well, if it works, it works. It's the main thing.
Well, that's it. Got to get it out. But, yeah. It lasts all day. It makes it feel good. It smells good. Makes it give it a bit of shine. I liked it.
Yeah, no, I did. I quite enjoyed it. Like, it really did a good job of conveying very fucking Australian scent, you know what I mean? Like, not like a rainforest, more like actual scrub and bushland. Because, like, I grew up out in southwest Queensland where, you know, that's right before you sort of start hitting the desert. That's the sort of smell that I grew up with, and I really did fucking get a nice little kick out of it.
Yeah, it's a very earthy smell.
Yeah, and it's not overpowering, which I quite enjoy.
I
really did. I quite enjoyed this particular scent. I'd definitely recommend it. In fact, of my housemate at the moment is trying to grow a beard, and I think I'm gonna give it to him to give it a go.
Nice.
Yeah, because me and him powered through the friggin' beard wash pretty damn quick. so I think I might palm this one off to him to see what he reckons of it.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can find that for about $20 Australian, which at the moment is all of about fucking $3 American.
Yeah.
God damn, that's shocking, the exchange rate at the moment. And you can find them all, of course, at bushrangersbrew.com. What'd you give it, man?
Oh, 2 thumbs up.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that I had to hack at the bottle.
Yeah, that to me sort of, it just gives it a solid thumbs up, but I can't quite give it the 2 if I've got to alter the bottle to be able to use it.
Yeah. But
then again, I'm a fussy, capricious prick, so there you fucking go.
For $20, I don't mind having that hack at the bottle to open it.
Yeah, and I mean, for $20 Australian at that, like, you know, like I said, especially with the exchange rates at the moment, it's nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I brought something from the US about 3 days ago, and it, you know, a $20 item ended up costing me about $38.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, not impressed.
Oh, so, dear.
Yeah, no, that's our Bushrangers Brew review for this week. Yeah, how much longer have I got you for, brother?
Oh, not long.
Not long? All right, bro, well, we may as well say goodbye to you and wish you well with the work and so unpacking, obviously, house and things.
Oh, and trying to get the fucking computer going so I can get VoIP going.
I keep telling you, man, just send it down to me.
Oh, I just don't have time or money to do it.
Just take it into work, slap a Fastway sticker on it.
Nah, you're not. No, I won't get away with that there. No.
Just do it. You'll be right.
Just do it. Tell them it's a bunch of books that they need.
Aye. All right, my brother. Well, you enjoy your week, and I will chat to you. I'll chat to you before our lovely listeners will hear your dulcet tones. And
they are.
Stay bearded and beautiful, bro.
You too, bro.
Lardus.
All right, catch up.
Catch up. So that's the last we're going to be hearing from JD for ever. In sad news, Mr. JD has decided to move on from the podcast and go after other endeavours. So we wish him all the best, and we'll miss him. We'll miss him. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Over the last week or so, we have lost a brilliant filmmaker and one who scared the living bejeebers out of a whole generation of people. I just wanted to quickly touch base on this because, you know, the Scream movies and the Elm Street movies were, you know, pretty instrumental growing up for me at least. And to go at 76 was just way too young at all. So, Mr. Wes Craven, we, the Drunken Beersman, salute you. And in light of that, what we're going to do is they reckon, you know, imitation's the best form of flattery. And the very first Scary Movie is also one of the funniest fucking movies of that year, I'd say. So in tribute to Wes Craven, we're going to play this.
I'm going to slash and gash. Got another hole in your ass. Feel blood on the walls and play tennis with your balls. If the phone rings, don't answer the call. I'ma slit your throat. Fuck you like a goat. Peel your foreskin off and make a winter coat. I'm a deadly surprise. I scoop out both of your eyes. Scrape the meat off your thighs. Leave your carcass of flies. Cause everyone who meets up with me in the end eventually dies. I'm the last thing you see. I hang you from a tree. Scare the shit out of you. Then watch your pee.
I'm the badass killer.
There ain't nobody.
Brother.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking killer.
I'm the badass killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking killer.
I'm the badass killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking
killer.
I'm the badass
killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking killer.
I'm gonna slice and dice. Cause murder's my vice. Stab you once, twice, maybe even thrice. Carbon initials in your liver, make you quiver, deliver. Yeah, that'd be nice. I dissect your heart, rip your entrails apart. Hack off your head, and that's just a start. I put the scary, scary movie, make people do a doobie. Make them pee-pee up the place when they see my ghostly face. You better keep alert or you'll be stepping in the dirt. I got a PhD and how to use my cutlery. I make you kneel and squeal as I turn you to a veal. You'll be sporting in your shorts and then sporting crimson quartz. I chop your virgin beaver with my shiny butcher's cleaver. Leave your cries in fear, it's music to my ears. I cut off Oscar Mayer's wiener, I stick it in a bun. Strap on some pickled relish, hey, can we have your fun?
I'm the badass, there ain't nobody.
Hello.
Your eyes cold,
yeah.
Because I'm the fucking
killer.
I'm the badass
killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking
killer.
I'm the badass
killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking
killer.
I'm the badass
killer.
There ain't nobody.
Killer.
Your eyes cold.
Yeah.
Because I'm the fucking
killer. I'm gonna clean your
treat you like a slut. Mutilate your organs and shove them up your butt. I slit your ear to ear, you know what? Then I slam a beer. Soft your toes, jam them in your nose. Cut your tongue out, feed it to a trout. Fry them in the pan, shoot it out my can. Aim it at your face, then you know your place. I promise you pain, I'm totally insane. I promise you pain, I'm totally insane. I promise you pain, I'm totally insane. And let me tell you once again,
I'm the badass killer. There ain't nobody killer. Your eyes cold, because I'm the fucking killer. I'm the badass killer. There ain't nobody killer. Your eyes cold, because I'm the fucking killer. I'm the badass killer. There ain't nobody killer. Your eyes cold, because I'm the fucking killer.
So yeah, quite sad passing. The Scream TV series that actually has actually just started, of which was an executive producer, and he also gave Johnny Depp, Sharon Stone, and it'll come to me. Bruce Willis, that's it. Their first featured roles. So there you go. Without him, we wouldn't have them. So yeah, very, very fucking sad day indeed. Now, while we're on the note of slightly creepy TV shows and movies and all the rest of it, I found a new TV series that I want to share with you. Now, this is a, I suppose, web series would be closer to it. It's called Cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes because this is a creepy-ass show. Now, the basic conceit of it is, in the near future, research scientist Philip Hoyt's wife is dying quietly. As she lies in a deep coma, Philip battles to save her life when everybody else is ready to let her go. Now, he's doing this via some sort of cell-like technology going into the mind and all that sort of shit. And, listen, it was created by Cy Horrix. It's got couple of relatively unknown actors and one or two ones that you may know. John Campling, who you may remember from the last couple of Harry Potter movies, and Virginia Hay, who, if you're a Farscape fan, you'll remember as Zahn. Look, man, I really fucking dig this show. Hey, look, I've been following them, had a bit of interaction with them back and forth on Twitter over the last couple of months, and they finally released their first episode a couple of weeks back, with the second episode coming out just the last day or two. Now, the thing I like about this show is the episodes get unlocked by the amount of views. So every 5,000, you know, every time an episode is watched 5,000 times, they'll release the next episode in the series. So, onto the show itself. We're only two episodes in out of the five, and it's just starting to heat up. I'm not going to go into it too much more of the storyline. I will say it may not be the most polished thing that you've ever watched, but it's certainly intriguing. I'll give them that. Jeff Dahlgren, who plays Philip Hoyt, is, he's like that. But, you know, Mark Zammit is absolutely amazing in his role, and, of course, Virginia Hay. It's always nice to see her get a bit of work. Look, I really dig this show. I really do. I highly recommend you go out and check it out, just for the sheer experience of it. It's definitely something worth having a look at. So I just wanted to touch on that too. You know what? This might be a good time to talk about where the show is going to go. With the sudden departure of Mr. JD, I'll be doing this on my own for the foreseeable future. So it's going to take me a little bit of practice to get back into the swing of things. And the show's going to change somewhat. I'm going to start covering some books. Some more music is going to start being played on the show because fuck you, I like music and I like books and it's all me now. So, I'm still going to try and get some guests on every now and then. There's a couple of people I'm waiting to hear back from and getting into contact with. You'll probably be seeing some more of Stark from Ghost of Stark Gaming, otherwise known as Mitchy Perth, and might even try and get Mr. Callum Harris back on for an episode or two because he's a rather interesting lad. So today is World Beard Day. I've recorded this over 2 weeks. That's why we've got the sudden change in mode and pace, because I recorded the review with Mr. JD at the start of the week. So I'm sort of all over the fucking shop at the moment. But it is World Beard Day today. So World Beard Day is a couple of years old now. It was created by the group The Beards, which took a little bit of figuring out to find. It's celebrated annually every year on the 5th of September. And it's just a really good excuse to get together with a bunch of bearded mates and just laugh at the beardless, pretty much. They've got their Facebook page if you want to go check that out. That is absolutely amazing. And this year, it also has a consider coinciding with the Beards' 10-year anniversary. So we're going to close out the show with their new single that they dropped this week in celebration of that. But before we do that, I do believe that it is time for a Beards in Focus. So this week, we have got Joel Selbright. Now, Joel is the current owner of Bush Rangers Brew, funnily enough. So Mr. JD was one of the ones. This is one of the interviews he sorted out before he left. His story is, of course, up there on the Beards and Focus page, which you can find at thedrunkenbeardsman.com/beards-in-focus. And this is what he had to say on why he decided to grow a luscious beard. I always thought that beards were the ideal way to show a transition from boyhood to manhood. Plus, they look awesome. After seeing some articles about how respected beards were in the ancient medieval times and how much of a symbol of manhood they were, I knew I just had to grow one. He cites Ned Kelly as an influence on his beard, one of his bearded idols. And his journey first started in 2013, saying this: I had the excuse of needing to grow a beard for a part in a play, and by the time the haters started to catch on, it was too late. Very clever, Joel, very clever. Has there been any trials on the road to a great beard? Was the question asked, and the answer was thusly. Growing up in the Catholic school system, I spent most of my life being told to shave and keep clean shaven. That was a major setback. Aside from that, the only hardship was when I made the mistake of trying to shape my own beard. There are good times as well, though. I got my first bottle of Bush Rangers Brew back in early 2014, and I still have it. I ended up buying the business in late 2014 and have made many good memories already. When asked if there are any inspirations or driving forces behind his decision, just one word: manliness. And if he plans on keep on growing, he had this to say: I plan to keep growing, to a point at least. Not sure where it is yet, though. Any plans for the future? He is going to be keeping the beard alive. Now, on that touchy question of whether hipsters are good or bad for beards, he has this to say: I don't really think there is a thing like bad for beards. There's men with a beard and women. If hipsters want to have a beard, I'm not going to try and convince them otherwise. Now, I also asked him whether beard products were essential, not phased, or a clever marketing ploy. And he said this: I may be biased about this one. Joking aside, I think that beard products are important to maintaining a healthy beard, especially because beards tend to have the stigma of being dirty and unkempt. Products can help us to show the world that they are wrong about this assumption. And who doesn't want to have a healthy looking beard? And finally, he does not think peak beard will ever be reached, as long as women are attracted to real men and men don't compromise their beards for fashion. So that was our Beards and Focus story for this week. It's going to be a rather short show because, like I said, I'm recording this two sections of this a week apart and I'm sort of all over the fucking place. But I am, and I've already dicked around for the week. So that's our show for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you very much for bearing with me through this. You can find us on the interwebs at thedrunkenbeardsman.com. You can find us on the Twitter or the Instagrams or the Facebook at The Drunken Beard. Just search for Drunken Beards and you'll find us. You'll also find me on all the social medias at The Drunkle Dan. So, like I said, to close out this week, we have got The Beard's new single, 10 Long Years, One Long Beard. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining me. I'll see you again next week on the same drunk channel at the same bearded time. And remember, stay bearded and beautiful. Na 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 na
lost my job when my boss said, maybe have a shave. I looked him in the eye and I said, no way. I spat in his face and then just ran away. I started growing my beard that night. I lost my wife. We began to fight and shout. And she didn't like my beard, so she kicked me out. I was also drinking an unhealthy amount, but everything just felt right. And I'm feeling alright tonight.
It's been 10 long years.
10 years, I've got one long beard. A whole lot of growing and my beard is growing. 1 decade, my face looks great. It's been 10 long years, I've got one long beard. I lost my friends when they all just continued to shave. And I would often fly into a violent rage, which apparently is not the right way to behave. But now I see the light, 'cause friends and family just won't last. But my 10-year-old beard is a number one smash. And occasionally I suck a guy's dick for cash. But my beard is out of sight, and I'm feeling alright tonight.
It's been 10 long years.
10 years, one long beard.
10 long years.
Whole lot of growing and my beard is flowing.
10 long years.
1 decade, my face looks great. It's been 10 long years, I've got one long beard. It's been 10 long years for one long beard. It's been 10 long years, got one long beard.
10 long years, one long beard.
It's been 10 long years, I got one long beard.
10 long years,
one long beard.
10 long years,
one long beard. 10 long years, one long beard. 10 long years. I got one love.